We're in Hilchas Sukkah. We're in the middle of the halachas of the Schach. We're in Siman Tafresh Chavtes. We've done the first three sifim. We'll be doing from Siv Dalet to Vav today. So the Mechaber had given us the rule. He said that in order to be kosher for Schach, it's got to be something that grows off the ground. It is no longer attached to the ground. And it is not something that is Mekabel Tuma. He added, it can also not be Midrabana, not be something that was Mekabel Tuma. Now we are up to Siv Dalet. Sichcha bepishton, flax. Now, flax is eventually made into linen, and once you're dealing with linen, linen itself, linen, the material, the fabric, is makabel tuma. But how about the original flax? So the Mechaber says, kishalom nidak, it was not pounded. Velo nipitz, it was not combed. Kishera, it is kosher. De'etz bi'almahu. We don't call it yet the beginnings of linen. We call it a piece of wood. Avala nidik v'nipitz psula. Whereas, if it was pounded and combed, then it is pasul. Now, first of all, the way the process works is first they soak the flax that grows, it is soaked, then pounded, then combed, and after that point, they can start making it into linen thread. The Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila, we do not use flax even after it's soaked. Since there are opinions that once you soak it, it's already pasul, we don't do that. Why is it pasul? It's not yet makabel tuma. Why is it pasul? Says the Mishnah Berurah, either of two reasons. One reason is because it no longer looks like its original form. You can't tell that it grew from the ground. It looks like something synthetic almost. So he says, therefore, already when it's soaked, you should be machmer for that. There's a second opinion that says that the reason why after it's nidak and nipetz that it is pasul is because then it's almost thread. Then it would always be thread. So once again, if you've got something that is if you have pishtan that was soaked, the Mishnah Berurah says already at that point you should not use it. Now, according to that reasoning that it no longer looks like something that grew from the ground, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if that would be the case, if you're talking about something that is nidik and nipitz, but it's another material, it's even cotton. If it no longer looks like the way it did when it grew from the ground, and someone could think that it's some kind of synthetic, then one shouldn't use that for schach either. So that according to that interpretation of what the psul is, even if you're dealing with something that is not flax, anything else that grows from the ground, and the reason why he's mentioning cotton is because flax, the halacha is that pishtan, the reason why linen is makabel tuma, is because the Torah says in Negoim that semer and pishtan, wool and linen, are makabel tumas Negoim, whereas cotton is not makabel tuma. Therefore, really, cotton should always be kosher. But if it no longer resembles its original state and it looks as if it did not grow from the ground, there may still be an isser in using it. So the Mishnah Berurah would say not to use it. Now, the next thing is nidik and not nibitz. Here, there's actually a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says nidik v'lo nipitz, that if it's lo nidik and lo nipitz, it is kosher. But if it is nidik v'nipitz, then it is pasul. What if it's in between? It was nidik but not nipitz. In other words, it was pounded but not yet combed through. Would we still say that it is pasul or not? So in the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it sounds from here that it would still be kosher. And he brings a machlokas in the Shaar HaTzion. In the Shaar HaTzion, he says you shouldn't even rely on this b'shas hadchak. If it was soaked and pounded, but not yet combed, since there are so many, he brings so many rishonim that hold that it is pasul, you should not use it even b'shas hadchak. Whereas if it was only soaked, although there are those who pasul it then, their b'shas hadchak, he does allow you to use it. The next one, sifhei, b'chavolim shel pishtan psula, ropes made of flax or pasul, shel gemi v'shel siv kshera. Whereas, if they're made of rubber or sieve, which grows around the palm tree, it's a stringy kind of material, and you made a rope out of that. So the halacha is that it is those are kosher, but this is pasul. The reason that it's pasul is because this certainly doesn't look like gedulei karka. Once you make a rope out of it. Siv Vav is the halacha of a machzelis. A machzelis is a mat. a mat that's made of slats of wood, a mat that's made of reeds. Now, these mats are problematic, we find in the Mishnah, because many mats were made for sleeping on, in which case they are makabel tumah, tumas medris. Something that is made for lying on is makabel tumah. There are other mats that are made more as curtains, or to use for schach. They are not makabel tumah. How do you know which kind of mat it is? So the Gemara, in explaining the Mishnah, says that what counts really is if it's large or small. That means, generally speaking, small ones are made for sleeping on. Enormous ones, they're made as tapestries. They're just made to hang there. They're not meant to actually sleep on, and therefore they're not makabel tumah. That is the stoma of the Gemara. Now the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference if it's large or small, but if you actually made it for the sake of schach, or a company manufactures a mat for the sake of schach, it is not makabel tumah, and it is kosher to be mesachich with. Whereas, if it is made for lying on, if it's made for sleeping on, whether it's big or small, if it was made specifically for that purpose, then the halach is that it is makabel tumah, and it would be possible for schach. The Ramah says that we will go basar rov. Now, what does he mean by that? Even in a case where you, in particular, made a mat for the sake of schach, but in your city, most people make mats for the sake of sleeping on, it would be usher for you to use it because of maris ha'ayin. People are going to think you're using a mat that's made for sleeping on. So a mat that is made for sleeping on, such a mat you cannot use. A mat that was made for sichuch, you can. In a place where most of the mats are made for sleeping on, even though you made yours for the sake of schach, it would still be aser, even though it's not makabel tumah, but it would be aser because of maris ha'ayin. Then he says, v'hani milish she'en lo sofa, aval miyesh lo sofa binyin shiruyi lekabel, if you have a mat that actually has some kind of lip in a way that it's really made for holding things in. So that already is makabel tumah because it's got a base kibble. But that's only if you made it that way. That's only if you made it for that purpose. If you made it for that purpose and it had that lip, then the halachi is that it's makabel tumah and you couldn't use it for schach. If you remove the lip, then we said something that was once makabel tumah is schil pasul for schach. However, if it was made for sichuch and for decoration, they made a lip, that would not be makabel tumah, and you could use it for schach. The next thing is, the Ramah adds, we're going to see there's a halacha later, that you are not to use for schach something that people normally use to cover roofs with. If people live in houses where they cover the roof with a certain material, you're not to use that for schach because it looks as if you didn't build a sukkah. It looks as if what you're doing is being mesachech. You're using the schach that is meant for a house. You're sitting in a house for sukkahs. See, he says that in countries where people use mats as the roof, that becomes the roof of the house, where at least for a few months a year, people live in such huts with that kind of roof. You could not use it for schach, for the sukkah. It cannot be something that is made for actually covering a roof of a house with.